It is time for the business news. Ko Taku Hoa e Nainei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona joins me in the studio to talk business. Kathmandu's owner, this is KMD brand, has turned another profit. What do they reckon the reason is?
It's been a very good first half for Kathmandu's owner, KMD Brands. They also own Oboz and they own Rip Curl. So those companies together have done very well for the business. They're riding high, basically. They're riding that wave, if that's a
Rip
good
Curl.
Analogy.
Yeah, I see what you did
there. Oh, you got that, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, so tourism rebound. They say that sales in airports have been very good, achieving top record sales. They said hotspots like Queensland, Hawaii, and of course New Zealand, we're seeing very strong sales in airports. Overall, though, the company made a first half net profit of $14 million. That's building on their full year profit that they announced in July. And now that is a turnaround from the year earlier of a $5.5 million loss. The outlook is interesting. They're saying, well, they still have inventory to deal with. There are risks out there, of course, with the downturn in the economy. But overall, it's looking pretty positive for Kathmandu.
I'm really interested in this next story, Nona, and slightly perplexed by it. There's been a pickup in demand for Auckland's prime and high-quality office space. Who goes into an office anymore, Nona?
Well, other than you and I, you mean? Or
yeah.
A few other people like that? Well,
I sort of get the impression half of the population is working from home.
Well,
those who can, and I know there are a number of professions who cannot. But.
Well, it turns out that companies, especially those larger ones with lots of money, are spending more money on office space, expanding their space so as to create more collaborative space, more work from home kind of feel in the office, if you will. And so some are expanding their footprint in the Auckland Central Business District. Others, of course, are contracting a little bit, but there's also new entrants, so technology companies among them. The ones that have shrunk back are media, telcos, that sort, but there is a growth, definitely there is a growth there, with public services, another one that's growing in the CBD. So, well, that's a good sign for the retail sector in Auckland Central Business District that did take a significant hit over the 3 years of COVID lockdown. So, yeah,
more foot
good.
Traffic. And tell us about the markets today, please.
Well, I just want to say that KMD Brands rose 2%. Their share price rose 2%. That was in line with what we're seeing in the market overall. We had a half a percent gain, 56 points up. That's the NZX Top 50 Index to 11,587. In Asia, we're also seeing the same, you know, a bit cautious, though, because tomorrow morning, the U.S. Federal Reserve is going to make an announcement on where they see interest rates going. And it's a widespread of expectations there. Some are saying they're going to go hard, 50 basis point hike. Others saying, oh, they're going to, you know, stabilize maybe around 25. Others are saying they're going to just leave it alone and look at financial stability as a bigger concern than inflation. Will remain to be seen. But in any case, our dollar is trading at 62 US cents, 92.7 Australian, 50.7 British pence.
Thank you, Nona. Ka kite. Nona Peltier there with Business News.